Hey guys, so my new toy came in the mail earlier today, and I wanted to try it out. It's a BMS Factory Essential Bullet Vibe, so I'm too tired to talk, really, so I have a fucking migraine. I went to bed early, which means midnight, and I woke up with one. So I'm pretty pissed off and tired. It's like almost 6 in the morning, and I'm hoping this vibrator will relieve some of my tension. I don't know how fast I'm gonna come. I've never had a bullet vibrator before. I used to have like a cheap wand vibrator that had different functions, and it was kind of rumbly, but it fucking broke. Like, it just stopped charging. And it was just a pain in the ass. It was so big and bulky. It was just a hassle. Oh, jeez, my cat. Oh, no. Bubba, can you not? This cat. She'll go away once the vibrator starts. She doesn't like it. She doesn't like those noises. So yeah, I'm gonna try it out. I'm almost too tired to. Yeah, okay, I gotta remember how to turn it on. It's like such a pretty teal color, and it's so soft. Like, oh my god, it's plastic, like ABS plastic. But it's just so fucking soft. Like, how did they do that? Anyway, there's just a power button that you hold for a few seconds to turn it on. And then it has like 7 different modes. So you just cycle through them by pressing the button. I kind of want my cat to just leave. She's like purring next to my leg and licking my thigh. It's kind of weird. It's like, cat, please. I'm going to do something, and you're being awkward. Come on, cat, just go. She's also, like, by my side, so, like, it's a weird angle. Okay. Cat, please, just go, go, go. Kitty, kitty, kitty. I don't like kicking her off my bed because I feel mean and I love her, but I mean, she's gonna jump down because she's picky. Okay, oh my god, will you stop licking me, please? Whoa, whoa, okay. It turned on. It does, like, 2 little vibrations to let you know that it's on. I think my cat has been in every audio except maybe 1 or 2. She's just so needy and clingy. She's the neediest cat I've ever seen in my life. It's like having a little freaking puppy. And I don't like dogs. I know I talk about, like, well, I don't talk about it, but, I do fantasize about dogs, like, fucking me, but I don't actually like dogs that much. They're just way too, they're just crazy, I don't know. I don't think I would ever want to own a dog. I mean, you know, like, other people's dogs, like, that's cool, I guess. I don't know, dogs really stink. Ew, now that I'm thinking about it, like, I've never thought of that before. Like, if I think about getting fucked by a dog, I mean, I would smell the dog. Ew, I don't like doggy stink. I don't think I'm ever gonna use this vibrator, I'm just gonna ramble. But I found one of Skitty's old audios where she reviews different doggy cocks. And wow, those are some crazy looking cocks. Like, holy fuck. Doggy cocks, am I right? They're so, like, they look alien almost, but they're beautiful, but they're also, like, weird. And some of them were huge. Like, what the fuck? Like, way bigger than a human dick, I would assume. Like, what the hell do dogs need that big-ass cock for? Like, for real. And then, like, you know, dogs, they can mate with smaller dogs? Like, what? How is that possible? Like, if it's a big male dog and a tiny little female dog. Oh my god, that poor dog. Just the tip, babe. Just the tip. I guess. Okay, I didn't want to talk about dog cocks. I was literally just gonna use this toy. And that's it. But I was just thinking of that audio because I listened to it before I went to sleep. And I'm not gonna link it or anything because, well, I don't know if Skitty, like, I mean, it's in her archive, so it was like a year ago, so if you want to listen to it, I mean, you can find it yourself, go digging. They actually have realistic dog cocks, like toys that they did life casts of, which I think is just kind of creepy. But they're super realistic and detailed, and they cost a lot of money. Obviously, like, who the fuck takes a dog's dick and then makes a cast of it and then makes a dildo out of it? That's just so, so crazy. They also have a horse one, and had some other animal. I can't remember what it was. What's another common animal that people want to get fucked by? Horses? Dogs? Damn, what was it? Shit. I don't know. It's probably best that I don't remember. My headaches. This is like a good distraction for my headache, actually. Maybe I should just ramble when I have a headache. And also jerk off. I haven't even touched myself. Is this a failed audio? Maybe. Oh my gosh, my cat is so cute. Meow, 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 meow. Oh, I don't want to get fucked by a cat. Just so you guys know. I love cats, but not that way. Especially since they have barbed penises, and I'm not a big fan of pain. So, that would probably hurt. Yep. Don't want to do anything sexual with a cat, like, even in fantasies. I think I should probably use this toy now. Maybe. What do you guys think? Should I use this toy on my clit? An orgasm for you guys? I think that sounds like a good idea. If my cat would, like, I bet you guys can hear her purring, but maybe not. I'm sure you guys can hear my fucking fan, which is very loud and annoying. I'm gonna edit this to try to cut out some of the fan noise, but when I talk, obviously, it's still gonna be there. Okay, where did I put the vibrator? Hello? It came with this cute little carrying case. And I don't know if I mentioned it, but it's a beautiful, like, light teal color, I guess. Like, kind of aquamarine, almost. And, wow, it's just so soft. How did they make plastic this soft? I don't understand. Yep, I'm gonna have to do a lot of editing, because I just keep pausing. Because my mind just blanks out, and I'm tired. But here we go. I'm gonna use it. I have a pillow over me because I'm paranoid. I live with my family, so I have to be super quiet all the time. Even when they're all asleep, I'm just scared someone's gonna wake up and, like, hear me. Be like, what the fuck was that? And they walk in my room, and I'm like, oh no, my whole fucking life is over, because I think it would be over. I don't know. Have you guys ever gotten caught jerking off by your family? Please tell me your situation in the comments. Luckily, I never have. And I never want to. Some people think that's hot, that, like, I jerk off in secret with my family around, but it's not hot. It's just stressful and scary, and I can't be as loud as I want to because I can get really fucking loud. I've had screaming orgasms before, but I can't do that when people are here. So, okay, do I turn this on? Should I turn this on? I don't know. Maybe I should. Yeah, so please tell me your horror stories of getting caught while jerking off. I would love to hear them and laugh at you, but also be embarrassed for you. I'm just circling my clit right now. It feels decent. Of course. Why wouldn't it feel decent? Oh God. So, I never, like, rub my clit, like, with my hand or a couple fingers. I just use my middle finger and rub tight little circles on my clit. And, like, I'll dip my finger down and get some of my wetness and bring it back up to my clit. But I never just, you know, rub it or anything. And I usually don't finger myself either. I guess I just don't want my whole hand to get all dirty. Okay, by the way, I just heard my mom get up. So, I just don't know if I'll be able to use this vibrator. I mean, my mom is, like, freaking deaf. But still, maybe this is just gonna be a ramble. about a couple things. It's not even hot at all. I'm sorry. Oh boy. She's probably awake because her stupid cat woke her up. But I just fed her cat like 30 minutes ago. And for some reason, she wouldn't eat. She was begging for food, and I give her food. And she likes that flavor. But what does she do? She just stares at it. And I'm like, cat, please. You are a crazy cat. God, mother, go back to bed, please. She's right. Her room is right next to mine. Like, we have a tiny little, I don't even call it a hallway. It's like a square. And there's my room. And then adjacent to it is her room. And then across the hallway, in quotation marks, is the bathroom. So I can't jerk off in my bathroom either. Like, I can't do anything in the shower because I just don't have any privacy in this house. I was thinking, like some people suggested, going in my garage, like in my car. But I remembered that my dad has a fucking spy camera set up in the garage. So that wouldn't work. I don't know how often he checks it, but yeah, I mean, it's, you can definitely see my car in that camera. It's a video camera, so. I might just go to sleep. I really don't want to, or I'll wait till she's gone and probably make a new audio of just me using this vibrator. What else should I talk about? This audio is already long and stupid. I wonder if I need to turn this off. I don't know if I need to turn the vibrator off. Is it gonna waste charge? I mean, I'm not using it. Hey, stop meowing. I don't know. I probably should have read the instructions better. Okay, cat, I understand. You don't want me to talk anymore. I don't really want to talk anymore either. So, oh my god, cat, please, thank you for leaving. Maybe I'll just rip one out. Because I really am just way too paranoid. Like I said, she probably wouldn't hear me. Because she can't hear shit. But, whatever. My fucking sheets are all fucked up. Oh yeah, like I always jerk off with my sheets over myself. Otherwise, my pussy gets cold. No, it just, I don't know. Like I said, it's easier to make it look like I'm not doing anything when I am. Well, yeah, I'm gonna just head out. Oh my god, this is just 21 minutes of me. Combine this with another audio and, you know, edit it.